Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Monday, February 12th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. NATO leaders and President Biden are pushing back against comments by Donald Trump that he would encourage Russia to attack NATO countries that don't pay enough into the alliance. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said that, quote, any suggestion that allies will not defend each other undermines all of our security, including that of the U.S. Leaders in Germany and Poland also swiftly criticized the former president and presidential candidate's remarks, illustrating how closely top officials are monitoring the U.S. presidential campaign and its global implications. Israeli forces have rescued two hostages held in Gaza in an overnight raid. The operation took place in the heart of the southern Gaza city of Rafah, where more than 1 million Palestinians are seeking refuge, and where the Israeli military is preparing to enter what it says is the last bastion of Hamas. The raid and airstrikes killed 37 people, according to health authorities in Gaza. The rescue is likely to provide a domestic win for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who faces pressure to end the war. And Diamondback Energy and Endeavor Energy Resources are merging to create an oil and gas giant worth more than $50 billion. As higher oil prices and a scramble to grab prime acreage fuel consolidation in the energy sector. Diamondback announced the deal with the closely held Endeavor this morning. The Journal had reported on Sunday that a merger was likely. Stock markets in Asia have ended the day mixed. European stocks are mostly edging up, and U.S. stock futures are holding their ground after the S&P 500 finally closed above the 5,000 mark on Friday, its 10th record finish so far this year. And we've got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.